translation. And Prabhupada is Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who enlivens the material created bodies of the elements by lying down within the universe, who in his Purusha incarnation causes the living beings to be subjected to the 16 divisions of material modes, which are his generator, be pleased to decorate my statements. Srila Prabhupada's proper. As a fully dependent devotee, Sukadeva Goswami, unlike the mundane man who is proud of his own capability, invokes the pleasure of the personality of Godhead so that his statements may be successful and be appreciated by the hearers. The devotee always thinks of himself as instrumental for anything successfully carried out, and he declines to take credit for anything done by himself. The godless atheist wants to take all credit for activities, not knowing that even a blade of grass cannot move without the sanction of the Supreme Spirit, the Personality of Godhead. Sukadeva Goswami therefore wants to move by the direction of the Supreme Lord, who inspired Brahma to speak the Vedic wisdom. The truths described in the Vedic literatures are not theories of mundane imagination, nor are they fictions, as the less intelligent class of men sometimes think. The Vedic truths are all perfect descriptions of the factual truth without any mistake or illusion. And Sukadeva Goswami wants to present the truths of creation not as a metaphysical theory or philosophical speculation, but as an actual facts and figures of the subject. And since he would be dedicated by the Lord exactly in the same manner as Brahmaji was inspired, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15, the Lord is himself the father of the Vedanta knowledge, and it is he only who knows the factual purport of Vedanta philosophy. So there is no greater truth than the principles of religion mentioned in the Vedas. Since Vedic knowledge of religion is disseminated by authorities like Sukadeva Goswami, because he is a humble devotional servitor of the Lord who has no desire to become self-appointed interpreter without authority. That is a way of explaining the Vedic knowledge, technically known as a parampara system or descending process. The intelligent man can see without mistake that any material creation, whether one's own body or fruit or flower, cannot beautifully grow up without the spiritual touch. The greatest intelligent man of the world or the greatest man of science can present everything very beautifully only insofar as the spirit of life is there, or so much as the spiritual touch is there. Therefore, the source of all truths is the Supreme Spirit and not gross matter as wrongly conceived by the gross materialists. We get information from the Vedic literature that the Lord himself first entered the vacuum of the material universe, and thus all things gradually developed one after another. Similarly, the Lord is situated as a Paramatma in every individual being. Hence, everything is done by him very beautifully. The 16 principal creative elements, namely earth, water, fire, air, sky, and the 11 sense organs, first developed from the Lord himself and were thereby shared by the living entities. Thus, the material elements were created for the enjoyment of the living entities. The beautiful arrangement behind all material manifestations is therefore made possible by the energy of the Lord, and the individual living entity can only pray to the Lord to understand it properly. Since the Lord is the supreme entity, different from Sukadeva Goswami, the prayer can be offered to him. The Lord helps the living entity to enjoy the material creation, but he is aloof from such false enjoyment. Sukadeva prays for the mercy of the Lord, not only for being helped personally in presenting the truth, but also for helping others to whom he would like to speak. Narayan namaskritaya naram cheva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayat mudirayat nasta prayasu bhadresu nityam bhagavate sevayam bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati nashtaki. So from this purport, we can see how Prabhupada emphasizes the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. A devotee always sees the hand of the Lord behind everything. Like even Prabhupada, he said one time, when I'm preaching, I see Krishna's hand behind. I see Krishna behind the atheists. They can't do anything without Krishna's sanction. In the purport, he explains how Sukadeva Goswami is praying for the mercy of the Lord so he can be instrumental to help others understand the message. And in spreading of Krishna consciousness is a thankless task. And we see even Sukadeva Goswami, he faced difficulties like when he came from the Himalayas down to see Maharaj Pariksit, there were people who were like throwing stones at him and throwing things at him. They didn't realize who he was. All young people and other people around him were doing that. But when he went into an assembly of the devotees, then these people backed off. And the other devotees and sages, they recognized Sukadeva Goswami by his bodily features, and they all stood up to respect him. And they gave him the seat of honor as a speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, we can see, someone who's sincere can recognize an advanced devotee. Because to approach Krishna directly is not so easy. It's very difficult. But by pleasing a devotee, then Krishna is pleased. So this is why, one of the reasons why Krishna keeps the advanced devotees covered from the vision of other people. Because if someone gets the mercy of the devotee, then Krishna is obliged to reciprocate with that person. And Prabhupada comments in one of the lectures, he mentions that how does one come to the level of Sukadeva Goswami? He says one should work without any agenda for himself. He should do everything for Krishna's pleasure. And by doing that, one can come to that level like Sukadeva Goswami Maharaj Pariksit. Maharaj Pariksit was known as a deep thinker. So Prabhupada comments in his purport to this verse on the first canto, he says, in order to practice spiritual life, one has to be a deep thinker. If one is not a deep thinker, he cannot really go deep into the spiritual practices. In the purport, it mentions about even about how life is coming from spirit. Without spirit, there is no life. Life has no, doesn't have a. Prabhupada argued this point a lot with the scientists. He pushed this point that you say life comes from matter, but you can't prove it. One time he told Sarva Damodara Maharaj that when you go to the scientists, you challenge them and you tell them, I'll give you all the chemicals, can you create life? Now, it's a very simple thing to understand that life comes from life. And if the scientists can't even prove it, that life comes from matter. And Prabhupada gave an argument that a chicken can produce an egg. From an egg, a chicken comes up. But the scientists cannot. Even you can give them all the chemicals of making an egg, but they can't produce a chicken from the egg. So that means the chicken is more higher, much more intelligent than the scientists. So this is a point, see? Giving a point about. And the reason why the scientists cannot accept this simple argument that life comes from life, because they're not too open to accepting Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Now he says, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, the difficult things become easy, and without his mercy, the easy things become difficult. So because they're not open to accept Lord Chaitanya's mercy, Maya covers their vision to see the truth. Even a simple truth like this, they cannot accept it. So, our evidence is authority because it's coming through line of parampara. It's perfect knowledge. Spoken 5,000 years by Lord Krishna, which was spoken 40 million years ago to the sun god, then it's coming through line of parampara to up to now. And the knowledge is never changed, it's as it is, same. No. Like in the scientific field, the knowledge is always changing every few years. They have their own theories where they change things every so often. So, actually, without the mercy of devotees, one cannot understand the proper understanding of understanding Krishna properly. And there's a quote. Srila Prabhupada says, a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada about the verse 728. How does this verse apply to me? What to speak of my lack of pious deeds? I was performing simple deeds up till the moment I met you. How is it than that I have been allowed to engage in devotional service. Srila Prabhupada responded, it is because I have created your good fortune. Now all I ask in return is that you go and create good fortune for others. So same thing happened with Sukadeva Goswami. He was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Shiva, when Lord Shiva was reciting to Parvati the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was on the tree listening to the Srimad Bhagavatam as a parrot. And when Parvati was falling asleep, the parrot was saying yes all the time, so keeping Lord Shiva going in his recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. At some point, Lord Shiva woke up and he saw the parrot, and he tried to kill the parrot by chasing it. And then this parrot, it entered the Vyasadeva was speaking to Srimad Bhagavatam to his wife, and his wife was yawning. At that time, the parrot entered the womb. And when Lord Shiva came to Vyasa, he said, did you see that parrot? Lord Shiva asked. And Vyasa said, you can't kill it now. It's immortal. He's heard Srimad Bhagavatam. So then after that, Lord Shiva went away. And then, so Sukadeva Goswami stayed in the womb for 16 years. And he didn't want to come out, because he didn't want to face Maya. He tried to avoid facing the Maya in the material world. So Vyasadeva, he called Krishna from Dwarka. And Krishna assured Sukadeva Goswami, you will not be affected by Maya. At that point, Sukadeva Goswami came out. So we can see how, showing the example that the mercy of the devotees are important to get Krishna's mercy. So even Sukadeva Goswami showed the example in his own way, how he is appearing in this world. So Lord Chaitanya, he says in the Chaitanya Mangal that in this world there is only two things which are real, the Vaishnavas and the holy name. Everything else is temporary. But the fact that the non-devotees can see this is because they don't want to surrender to Krishna. Like Prabhupada said, they want the kingdom of God without God. So we can see how the covering of the Maya is very strong for those who don't want to surrender to Krishna, how they get covered over very quickly. Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Devi Shiguna Mai Mama Maya Durataya Mama Me Pramadante Maya Me Etam Tarantite. That this material energy, this internal energy is very strong to overcome. But one who surrenders unto me can easily overcome it. So, Prabhupada comments in the Purport to 7:15 Bhagavad Gita. He says, how is it that the surrender to Krishna, one can become liberated, but then the intelligent people don't surrender? Then Prabhupada comments that those who are properly intelligent, the Lord Shiva, Brahma, Narada, the 12 Mahajans, they recognize who Krishna is and they fully surrender. But those who are doing something for material gain, they want material gain out of something, for them surrender is difficult. Because they want to have their own agenda, first before Krishna. So, example is, if one follows the line of Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, then the proper service attitude will come in, where one can surrender to Krishna. If one does not follow that line, then the enjoying mentality will come in, where the surrender becomes difficult. So, in this purport, Prabhupada explains about how Sukadeva Goswami is praying to the Lord so he can be empowered to say, help others understand the message. So I'll go through Prabhupada's prayers, which he said in Jaladutta. I'll just go to the translation of it. My dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. But I guess you have some business here, otherwise why would you bring me to this terrible place? Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Observing material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied, and therefore they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudeva. I do not know how they will be able to understand it. But I know your causeless mercy can make everything possible, because you are the most expert mystic. How will they understand the mellows of devotional service? O Lord, I am simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. All living entities have become under the control of the illusory energy by your will, and therefore, if you like, by your will, they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. I wish that you may deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. The words of Srimad Bhagavatam are like incarnations, and if a sober person repeatedly receives it with submissive reception, then he will be able to understand your message. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is a Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. By regular attendance in the classes on the Bhagavatam, by rendering service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service under the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is as established as irrevocable fact. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness and he becomes completely happy. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. Thus the knot in the heart is pierced and the misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive action is terminated when one sees the self as master. He will become liberated from the influence of modes of ignorance and passion, and thus all inauspicious things accumulated in the core of the heart will disappear. How will I make them understand this message of Krishna consciousness? I am very unfortunate, unqualified, and thus, and most fallen. Therefore, I am asking your benediction so that I can convince them, for I am powerless to do so on my own. Somehow or other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now you may, now my Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or failure as you like. O spiritual master of all the worlds, I simply repeat your message. So if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding. Only by your causeless mercy will my words become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their hearts, they will certainly feel enlightened and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life. O Lord, I am just like a puppet in your hands. So if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance, O Lord, make me dance as you like. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated as Bhaktivedanta, and now, if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhaktivedanta. On the Ship Jaladuta, Commonwealth, Boston, Massachusetts, USA, dated 18th September 1965. So, Radha Gopinath Prabhu Chopati, he was preaching in some college. He was invited to give some topic on lecture. But then one boy had committed suicide. So all the teachers, they were like really disturbed. So the head teacher, he approached Radha Gopinath and asked him, this situation happened, can you change your topic and pacify everyone? So he was like, what to do, you know, the situation has come. And so he just prayed to his guru, Radhanath Maharaj, and Prabhupada and Krishna, and said, please empower me to speak the proper message for their benefit. And then he spoke on the subject on how the material world is a place of misery. People are trying to achieve, they work very hard. Their goals are not spiritual, they want to fulfill material goals. The material world is birth, death, old age, disease. The material body is temporary, is full of ignorance, and is full of misery. This message of Krishna consciousness is the benefit the whole world. By understanding these teachings, you can overcome all these difficulties you're going through. So after the talk, many of the teachers, they became very favorable to Krishna consciousness. And we can see the cause of suffering is due to ignorance. Prabhupada comments on that in the Ishopanishad. He said, the material world is complete in itself because it is emanating from the complete whole. But incomplete, people feel incomplete due to lack of proper knowledge. So, how to overcome this? Having knowledge is one thing, but one has to practice the knowledge also. And that was the example of Prabhupada comments on this point. the Prabhupada comments on this point. He gives an example like someone may have spiritual knowledge, but if they don't put it into practice, then they're classified like an impersonalist. As Maharaj Yudhishthira gives the example how he renounced his kingdom. He took his garments off and he cut off his attachments in the material world and he just meditated on Krishna. And that's compared to a Jivan Mukta, someone who's liberated in this world. So you could say even practicing devotees in the Krishna consciousness movement, they're trying to be like Maharaj Yudhishthira in that sense, that they want to cut off their attachment to the material world and think of Krishna more. And they keep minimum what they need, but they focus on what is helping them in their Krishna consciousness. Any comments or questions? Okay.
Hare Krishna, Srinivasa. Thank you for the class. My question is, we can see that through this section in Bhagavatam is basically all based on prayers, like for kind of empowerment to preach. So my question is, do you have some kind of advice from your own experience? What sort of prayers we should offer? What kind of a mood? In which sort of direction? What kind of a meditation? What should be the mood behind the prayers or something which will help us to be empowered to preach Krishna consciousness? If you can share something about that, please.
Well, it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that there is five rasas with Krishna: Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. So, unless one comes to the level of Santa Ras, one's devotion to Krishna will not grow fast. So prayers are there to help us come to the stage of Santa Ras. So our devotion to Krishna becomes connected very fast. So this is the high understanding behind prayers.
Can you elaborate on the Shantamu? Because that's neutral.
Like the grass, the Yamuna. They're serving Krishna in Santa Ras.
But the prayers that we offer are many times either in the mood of like Krishna is in Aishwarya mood, that he's the supreme. So, and we glorify the personal features of the Lord and we offer for some kind of a personal benefit of others or us. So if you can clarify, how can that be Santa Ras?
I see, the thing is, I think Radhanath might explain, there's a difference between a low self-esteem, one putting oneself down, and prayers offered to the Lord. When you're offering prayers to the Lord, you're depending on Krishna to lift you up. There's a difference, see? So when you offer prayers, you're just praying to Krishna to be an instrument, like Prabhupada recited his prayers on his Jaladuta. Just make me a puppet in your hands. You're just trying to be Krishna's messenger. Like he says about his Shikshastikam prayers, that if one recites those every day, then his Krishna prem will come in at some point. The Krishna connection will come in more and more over time. The love for Krishna will develop. Generally Krishna helps us through devotees. That's a general understanding. He sends devotees to help us. But there are cases where there's no devotees around and Krishna may direct within the heart. He may help through someone. Um, example of that was one time Narahari Prabhu, he was doing book somewhere. And the voice in the within was telling him, run. So he started running. And these people were chasing him behind. This was in a mall. And he suddenly, he came out the thing which goes round, you know, the operator which goes, he came out of it. So in that situation, there was no one to help him. So Krishna guided him to be saved him from being attacked. So these are rare circumstances, how Krishna will speak within the heart. But main thing behind prayer is to develop a proper service attitude. You're depending on Krishna's mercy. You're not thinking of yourself as a doer. And in this way, your attachment to the holy name becomes more and more over time. Like from my experience, when I joined, chanting was difficult. You know, it wasn't so easy. But reciting the prayers, you're depending on Krishna to purify you, so your chanting becomes easier over time. Because there's three levels of chanting, right? There's offensive stage, clearing stage, and pure stage. So by reciting prayers, then you're praying to Krishna to help you to come to the pure stage. So what may seem a long passage for you to become purified, Krishna can simplify it by giving it through dreams or take it away very fast. So that's the benefit of prayers. What may be a long period what you have to go through, Krishna can minimize it very quickly. That's, I think, anyone else? I think Mataji had a question.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. So my question is, if we came here, I mean, if we are in this material world right now, it's because at some point we decided to enjoy, separate from Krishna, right? But how did we decide to enjoy separate from Krishna? Because if we were with Krishna at the beginning, then how we made this decision to enjoy separate from Krishna?
It's a common question, you know. I mean, it's like the example can be given, just like a child wants to play with a cooker, you know. She's a child, and mother knows it's dangerous for the child. So giving a toy cooker to play with, or something like that. In the spiritual world, no one's equal to Krishna or above Krishna. Krishna is the supreme center. So when the jiva wants to be like Krishna, then Krishna being like a loving father, he says, okay, try and do that in the material world. And he comes as Paramatma with us. He's watching everything. And then at some point the jiva becomes frustrated. He cannot be happy. Then he comes back. Because the jiva is not fully independent. He has to have some leader. Even in the material world, no one is fully independent. They have to have some leader to guide them. The Prabhupada's argument was in Russia is, you have Lenin as your leader. He told Kotaswi that you have Lenin as your leader, communists, and we have Krishna. So when we surrender to Krishna, we become, difficulties go away. We become happy again. Whereas the leaders in this world, they just cheat you. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he comments in one of his quotes, he says, if you 100% surrender, then Krishna himself will come and guide you. If you're 50-50, you get someone 50-50. And if you have a different mentality, according to that mentality, you get someone to guide you. So even in the material world, Krishna is there, but people don't want to recognize it. But then those who are open to recognizing it, Krishna is guiding them. Actually, you contact Krishna Kishore Prabhu, because I was with him on a reading group one time, and this same topic came up, and Prabhupada wrote a big letter. He was quoting this letter, so you can contact Krishna Kishore Prabhu. He'll give you the reference to the letter. He said we were always with Krishna, but then. We decided to come to the material world. So Krishna allowed it. But the thing is, Prabhupada comments in the Bhagavatam purpose, he says, Krishna didn't create the material for his pleasure. He created for the living entity who wanted to be separate from him. He clearly mentions, if you read this, the purpose of Maitreya's instructions to Vidura, he mentions that point. And Prabhupada also gives a point, like Prayojana Prabhu said in his class yesterday, that Krishna creates the material world because he's feeling the separation, just like a husband is feeling the separation of the wife. So he creates the material world for those rebellious souls who left him. And he tries to reclaim them. Anyway, Prabhupada mentions this point. He mentions this point very clearly. He says in his purports, he says very clearly. And Prabhupada also says, when you go back to the spiritual world, then you know why you came here. Krishna knows everything, so he'll reveal it to you.
Hare Krishna.
No, Prabhupada says in his purport, he says, once you retain your swarup, then Krishna will reveal it to you why you came here.
This confusion split in our movement. You know, you never really for certain say anything. But in several lectures I heard that the same as our coming back to Krishna goes into stages, similarly coming away from Krishna, if we ever been there. Comes in the stages also. Like a slight notion. Just wondering what Krishna feels as a supreme. And then slowly, gradually develops into things to experience, how is to be God. It's like in the stages. As soon as you think one slight thought, then you get service which puts you in position with Krishna, reciprocate with this person. So it's slow, it's gradual. It's not like suddenly we wanted we were with Krishna and then we wanted just to be separated. We have material desires. It's going in the stages. And slowly, you know, then you get body of Brahma in material world as a supreme Ishvara in material world. So it's in stages. That's how I kind of accepted from several talks. It's in the stage, it's not just sudden. And this is always a dilemma. Have we ever been there or not? Number of devotees left because they couldn't agree if we ever said in spiritual world even leaves don't fall. How is that? Where we are coming from, you know, from marginal state or you know, it's better you'll never be certain. You will know when you go back. Prabhupada said we've been there. In which way, how, I don't know.
So, Prabhu, you're saying the most important thing is that we go back, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'll try.
Prabhupada said that. He said, our goal is to go back to Godhead. Simple.
So, yeah, no, I was just obviously listening to the class. And, I mean, in one sense, there's so much vagueness to this topic because there's different things that in the scripture say different points. You know, like if you, to read Jiva Dharma, it says some points. Ishopanishad Prabhupada says different points. And so it can be contradictory. So we're having this discussion with some seniors. And they were saying, in one sense, the main question should be, whatever you choose to believe in, whether we were there or were not, what's your intention? Is your intention to have that mood to go back? Because for some, their mood might be, I've never been there, but by the mercy of the pure devotees, they're taking me back. So it's my mood to go back. And for others, that's always been my position. So I'm reawakening myself to go back to my original position. So it's not so much, there's like a black and white. It's not really that clear. But what should be clear is what's our mood as devotees in trying to understand this. Because for some people, apparently it stresses their faith. They say, oh, you know, we don't have this clarity, so what's the point? But we can't lose that because we have Bhagavatam, we've got Prabhupada, we've got such an amazing movement that is guaranteeing us the topmost goal. So what's our meditation or consciousness in whatever we choose to believe? And with that mood, strive to go back home, back to Godhead, regardless, like that.
Jai.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for your class, Prabhu. You mentioned that verse from the CC that remembering Lord Chaitanya, the difficult things become easy, and if you forget him, even the easy things become difficult. I've never really understood the second bit. Could you give an example, if possible, of a difficult thing becoming, of an easy thing becoming difficult when we forget Lord Chaitanya?
I mean, you look at the scientists. They haven't proven life comes from matter. How can they accept that life comes from life? That's simple to understand. How can they not accept it? Because they don't want to surrender to Lord. They're not open to accepting Lord Chaitanya. So Maya covers them up. Isn't it? And there are many people who support the scientists. So how is it that they cannot accept the reality? They can see in front of their eyes the Krishna consciousness movement is spreading. Like I had an instance in Harinam one time. One Indian boy came to me and he said, this Hare Krishna movement is not part of the spirituality, it's part of the caste system. Something he mentioned something to this point. So I challenged him. I said, okay, you stop this Hare Krishna movement spreading around the world, I'll become your follower. And he disappeared. So that shows that there are people out there who are not ready to accept surrender to Krishna. They want to pursue their own purposes. So like that, it does show.
I see. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.